When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you live from Aldinga Beach, it's Chats with Cats podcast. You're here with Rick, Dan and Mark, and let me tell you something, boys. Made a big purchase the other day.
Yeah. What was it?
Big new TV.
Oh, yeah. How big is this TV?
So I've got a conundrum here, right? My TV, you guys have all seen it. It's a pretty big TV. It's 70 inches.
Yeah, you know? It's not about the size. It's about how big it is.
It's how you use it.
According to a lot of women.
So I've got it in my head. And, you know, so this TV, there's really nothing wrong with it apart from that it's got that strip where there's one little pixel down the whole TV that's died.
It almost ruins it, doesn't it? That fucking little
pixel. I would say yes. That it ruins the entire feature of the TV, yes.
Yeah, well, so it's not that noticeable unless you're watching certain things that are really bright and then you're like, oh, yeah, that's not there. Anyway, and the remote died. Now, the remote's only $50. I could have replaced that. Instead, yeah. I've gone out and bought an 85-inch TV. Now, the thing that I'm worried about is I was feeling pumped after I bought it. It comes tomorrow. Now I'm worried about, like, do I really need an 85-inch TV? And I'm asking this for a reason. I measured it. 85 inches is 216 centimetres, 219 centimetres.
That's like a
2.19 metres.
That's a centre in NBA from head to toe.
Absolutely.
That's a big boy.
It's huge.
That's a big boy.
I measured it out against my wall the other day and I'm like, I don't actually know where I'm going to look. I don't know where I'm going to look. And the only other problem is if you're not watching very high definition content on it, it tries to blow up a shitty resolution image onto a huge screen.
Oh, so you actually get worse quality.
Potentially. So now I'm thinking to myself, I've been second guessing myself. I'm thinking, did I just do this as a flex to say, hey, do you want to come and look at my 85-inch TV?
Mm.
Or is this going to be like, you know, all of the image quality for things moving forward is going to get better and
better? I'm pretty sure there's a ratio website that tells you the ideal size TV for the size room you've got and where your couch is going to be.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Don't worry about that. What I'm concerned about is how big is too big for a TV?
Okay, I've gone round to my brother's house and his TV gets fucking bigger every time I go there. Every time it grows an inch or two, right? And that's what we all want. I promise you, his TV is absolutely amazing. My advice to you is not to worry about it. He is absolutely loving his fucking massive TV, and the bigger the better. That's what I say.
Really?
100%.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, that is so good.
I'm being serious. His TV is massive, and his is massive as well.
I've heard that about him, actually.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
No, he's got big feet. He's got huge feet and hands as well.
No, but he's also got a massive dong.
Oh, the rumors are probably true.
No, I've heard this. Like, he fills up a schooner glass.
Hang on. A schooner in Victoria is different, so yeah. Depends on how impressive that one's to
Jokes
be.
Jokes aside, he has a TV. Every time I go around, I go, your TV's gotten bigger, and there's no issue with pixels or anything. It's a beautiful HD, high definition, surround sound, just fucking loving it.
Do you know what's really weird, right? It doesn't matter what size your TV is. If you're consumed by a show, you don't notice what the size is while you're watching the show. Like, I've watched stuff on my phone and been consumed and finished
Dan,
the whole thing.
Do you have a small penis?
Yes. So, do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, if you're on a plane and you're watching something on your phone, you don't really complain about the size because you get consumed by just the show itself.
Is that when you're in the bathroom and you're on Pornhub?
Yeah.
And you don't complain about the size because Rick, it's just you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is look forward to your big TV and just enjoy it when it arrives. It's going to be good. It'll be good.
Thanks, mate.
Let's move on.
All right. So you guys cut me off. I was telling a story about when I was running and I was running along the Esplanade at Brighton, right? And it was bloody hot. I'm cruising along and there's this woman with her kids in the shower. I looked over, kept running, and then she bailed me up. She goes, "Hey, how you going?" So I stopped. I was like, "Who is this woman?" Now, you remember I told you the story of my barber who was like telling me all this stuff about her sex life and her personal life?
Oh, no way.
So randomly, I went into the... Now, give this woman credit. She was a good barber. I would walk in there and say, "Love, I'm not telling you what to do. Just remember..."
She knew what to do.
Right. And she knew what to do.
Yeah.
That's the barber that you want. Mm. Even with a head of hair like this, that's the barber that you want. You get the...
Yeah, I got the joke. Yeah.
So anyway, I said to her, "You've done me dirty. Like, you just left. I don't know where you went. I don't know where you've been. I've had to go in and get my hair cut twice by people that I don't know." She's like, "I'm really sorry." I said, "So where are you?" She's like, "I'm in aged care now. One of your old bloody haunts." She's like, "I don't have to work weekends anymore. Got my kids 1 week on, 1 week off." And it was just one of those things where I kind of felt like I was talking to an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, really?
And I was like...
Well, you do know a lot about her fucking sex life.
"Hope you have an enjoyable life. And it's nice to see you again." And then I kept running.
It's almost like a relationship with a barber, isn't it?
It's a personal thing.
If you trust them. You talk to them. Okay. You tell them your life secrets.
How often would a normal human being, let's go male, get their hair cut every 4 or 5 weeks, right? So every 4 or 5 weeks, you're seeing a barber. If that suddenly becomes not a thing and you see them in public... And they've either gone to another location.
Nah, it's worse if you've gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've gone to another location.
How does that... Like,
that conversation take
that's
place?
That's a cheating. That's a different type of cheating.
That is literally cheating.
Yeah.
That is literally... Well, that conversation...
She's left town
hey.
Without telling me where she's going.
Okay, let's work this out.
Yeah.
You take a girl out on the first date, goes well. Second, third, fourth date. When do you become seeing each other or boyfriend, girlfriend? Usually by 10, 15 dates.
That's a lot of dates.
Oh, I don't know. Give me a number.
10, 15, mate.
Eight.
Eight, okay.
Oh, I was about to say 5 to 8 dates.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if you get your hair cut more than 5 to 8 times at the same hairdresser, you're in a relationship.
Oh, my God.
That's so true.
So you are in a relationship with your barber.
Yeah.
You are. It's official.
And you talk.
Yeah.
Maybe you text. You book something in.
And you know what? It's not
never
just
texted a barber, but
it's
fine.
It's not just about seeing them. The relationship with your barber is sort of similar to an actual real relationship. Like, "How's your day been? What have you been up to?" Like, that conversation that takes place is very much a relationship-style conversation.
When the get-home-from-work conversation.
Yeah. "Oh, how's your day been? What have you been up to?"
Yeah, what's been going on?
It's so true.
Oh, okay.
And then the barber... sometimes we'll give you something that your lady friend won't give you.
Is that a head massage?
Yes.
Oh, right. I get my hair cut.
I love a good head job.
A male barber cuts my hair.
Imagine if your barber left, the stinky fat Greek guy who smokes outside.
Yeah.
And then you just bump into him at, I don't know, Wolfshed or something.
To be honest, I'm happy to break up with that guy.
I told you should go to my barber. She's not there anymore. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. So... is comedy dead in your eyes?
Comedy? Of course not.
No. Okay, what's the last slap yourself on the backside comedy movie you've ever seen?
The Wrong Missy with David Spade.
How long ago was that released?
About a year ago. Like, Alice and I have really enjoyed it.
No, you don't have a point here at all. I'd say something recent like Click with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I see your point.
Cast your eyes. Look, if you think about some of the funniest, like really great, hilarious comedies that we've had in our time, something like, what's the one with McLovin?
Oh, McLovin.
Superbad.
Superbad.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. Like,
Oh, Tropic Thunder. Imagine doing that now. A white guy painting his face black.
Everything is so taboo, though. Like, we spoke about on this podcast, American Pie. I was about to say apple pie. American Pie.
Yeah.
And the fact that they've got a webcam filming Nadia.
She takes her vitamins. Getting,
Yummy. She's getting naked. Like, that is very illegal. Mm-hmm. Like, no one condones filming a woman without her consent and broadcasting it across the internet. That's not okay.
Could you imagine?
But then, like, you couldn't make that film without that.
Could you imagine, like, that scene 20 years ago? Like, oh, fuck yeah, that's really funny. These days, if you were a director or any sort of creative mind, if you said, this is what we're going to film, they'd go, no, that is nowhere near acceptable.
Actually, unless the movie is about a sadistic killer or a pervert, then allowed.
Oh, then it's okay.
Because it's part of, he's a bad man, this is bad, but we're putting it in the movie. When you joke about it as frat boys, that's what you guys are talking about. Oh, very bad.
Yeah, that's too far.
The other thing I was thinking about the other day, do you remember, do you guys remember much about Blue Heelers?
The hot female police officer?
Maggie Doyle.
Oh, she's cute.
She was never hot.
Yeah, she is. No. She's in a movie where she has like a huge sex scene.
Yeah, she's the character that I'm thinking of is Clancy of the Overflow. Do you remember Clancy?
That sounds like a false sentence that came out of your mouth. No, what is that?
Sounds like a woman in like a bad patch of the month. No one said that.
In Blue Heelers, what's the thing? A character called Clancy. And I don't know whether he's actually that way in real life or he's acting that way.
He's a Gilbert Grape.
However, I just like the way that they not send him up, but he, like, this is a drama sitcom. But every time Clancy came on, you just pissed yourself laughing.
It's like, do you think people sometimes, you know, more so me just then, are too sort of touchy-feely sensitive when it comes to someone talking about someone that potentially has a disability? Like, everyone's too, you can't say this, you can't say that. When in reality, all you're trying to do is talk about...
It's like when someone says, that guy's Asian. People automatically go, hang on a second, that sounds racist. I'm describing what he looks like.
Quite often, the person accusing the person of being potentially racist or sexist is being more sexist or racist than the person that they're accusing, Rick.
It's crazy because then it feeds directly into the whole idea of, well, is being kind or being honest better? Because like you're just saying...
This is a great point. Yeah.
If you say to someone, that Down syndrome guy over there ordered the drink... And they say, whoa, you can't say that.
Why did you put a title in front of that guy over there?
I'm just being honest. That's what he is. Yeah. Like, how are you going to identify him out of the crowd otherwise?
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical.
Yeah.
And I want you to be as honest and upfront as you can. If you had a mate and he said to you, I want the honest truth, do you think I'm okay looking? If he was an ugly friend, but he had a really kind heart, he was a really nice guy. Would you be upfront and honest, or would you have the kinder approach and not call him ugly and talk more about his personality and what a nice person he is as opposed to his looks? This gets back to your exact question.
Yeah.
I feel like...
It's very hard because if you say, would you rather be upfront and honest or kind, everyone always goes, I'll be honest. It's not true at all. Quite often a human being will be more kind than honest.
Yeah, I agree, excluding me.
I think you're attractive. I think you're a bit weird looking.
Yeah, that's fine. But the thing is, it doesn't really matter how good looking or bad looking you are. It only matters to the one person that you decide that you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
That's fucked too, by the way. One person. Do you know? Like,
one person finds you a 10 out of 10, and that's all that matters.
There's a lot of people in the world. There's so many people in the world.
Yeah.
And then we look for one.
Mm-hmm. And you could be a four.
They have to be kind of, I don't know, within 20 kilometres of you.
Yeah. Have you guys ever...
Or just do a lot of moving to find them. Yeah. But that's the thing. Imagine if, honestly,
yeah.
Jokes aside here.
Okay, jokes aside. No jokes.
Okay, you were born way, way, way less good looking than you are now, Mark, because right now you are fucking heating up the room.
Thanks, man.
Okay, let's say you're a 3.9. A couple of really fucked up defects on your face.
Okay, so I look like Steven Spielberg.
Your haircut's slightly worse. You know, like a few bad things.
Okay. David Duchovny.
Yeah, you're a 3.9. Okay? There could be just some chick in Russia that just goes, I haven't quite admired a face with that shape or that defect before, and it just does something for me, and you're a 9.99 for her.
Bang.
Doesn't matter.
We always talk about going on blind dates and finding the right one. What an amazing thing if by magic everyone got paired up with the exact personality that they were meant to be with. I'm not talking about looks.
Is this Black Mirror episode?
Almost. I'm not talking about looks. I'm not talking about, oh, I find you beautiful, let's be together.
Just personality.
Just personality.
Match.
Imagine sitting two people down and them having a conversation and you just observing and going, holy shit. That is as good as it could ever get for these two people.
It's a bad thing, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
There's a few times where Allison has forced me to do something that I was certain I would hate, and I've liked it. Same with me with her. I'm like, just give it a go. I promise you, once you get to this point of it, you actually go, that wasn't that scary, and I'm now enjoying it. And guess what? 10% of the time I'm right.
Yeah.
No, but like majority of the time I actually am right. And I think you need a bit of a... like a difference in personality to make each other grow. Mm. But you said a word earlier, blind.
Yeah.
How do blind people go on living not knowing what their partner looks like?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's like, especially,
they figure it out. They feel their face.
They finger it out.
They do. They finger the face out.
They finger everything.
They'll finger your face until it fits.
Guys, we will get fucked up one night and we will feel one another's face. And it won't matter about the fucking looks or personality. I'll run my hands down Rick's face and go, okay. Nah. Blind love for me, just looking.
You can't do that, mate. You can't look anywhere.
He said it, not me. That love is the most pure love there is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because it's purely personality and touch. Oh.
Touch.
Daddy Dong makes us hit a home run again.
Fuck us.
This has been a great...
We're a bunch of cunts.
This has been a deep episode. Oh, it's been great.
Fuck. What are we up to? I've got fucking no idea.
Parents letting kids cry in public.
Oh, fuck this cunt, right? Dean. If you ever hang around Dean... fucking kick him in the dick, all right?
Who is he?
I went down to Pearl restaurant down at the beach. It's a little takeaway cafe, or you can sit in. But the takeaway is different menu. Usually it's about a 10-minute wait. Really busy. They said 25, 30 minutes. I thought, fuck this. Let's go. Allison said, no, really want to take this with me. I want to order this. I want it now. I thought, all right, well, I'll be the gentleman. I'll put up with the boringness and the hot heat and the fucking a lot of people. You know how you said crowds are getting worse?
Yep.
Very worse, all right, around this area. Probably 35 people. A little bit of a grass area, couple of seats, and just on the side of this building.
That story that you're painting at the moment is a Picasso. There is shit everywhere.
Yeah, okay.
When you listen to it back, you know what I'm saying. Let's move on.
Okay. Anyway, so imagine there's just a building near the beach, literally just off the beach.
You don't need to repaint it. Yeah, just tell the story.
Anyway, as soon as I walk down, Dean just has this face that I fucking hate, right? Just he looks like a fucking dickhead. Oh, and he has a couple of kids,
I hate that name too.
Yeah. Anyway, we order. I'm sitting at this bench and I hear this very irritating noise. And what is it? A lot of... The kid, I could tell what the kid wanted and the dad was ignoring it.
Yeah.
Just didn't give a fuck. Couldn't be fucked dealing with the problem. But I thought, okay, I'm getting irritated. Alice got more irritated than me, which is surprising because usually she's cool, calm and collected. But then there's other people around me also doing the, just a bit of a look.
Yeah.
If someone's looking, they're already irritated.
Yeah, fact.
Okay. Then this happens. Dean, his takeaway order, he doesn't even fucking hear the girl yelling it out. I can hear and I'm twice as far away from the pickup place than he is and still kid crying. Then guess what? Dean finally fucking gets his order, brings it back. He's sitting down on the grass eating it, right? His kid starts walking over and the kid is starting to push on another person that's down there that's ordered a coffee on their what looked like, you're a bike rider, it looked like it was expensive, $2,000, probably
oh
more.
Oh, my God.
Playing with that, leaning up against something
about
else.
To be triggered.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what Dean's doing? He's like, oh, just looking. Oh, mate, come back. But the kid's got hold of it.
Yeah.
Get the fuck up. Grab your fucking kid before he breaks a $2,000 bike that isn't your fucking property, Dean.
That reminds me of that early days story when I'm passing that family in the pool and I save that kid and then the family's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Not really thanks, more like thanks that you saved my kid from drowning. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things, isn't it?
Exactly. So my, okay, I know I painted a piece of shit Picasso for you guys, but.
No, it's beautiful.
What you would do if your kid was out of control screaming in a public area and you could tell people were turning their head, would you remove yourself and the kid to somewhere quieter till they'll calm down? Or would you at least show everyone that you were trying your best? Or would you leave it?
Option A, it'd take him away.
Yeah, no, I'd remove it.
Thank you.
Fuck.
What's your opinion on this?
I agree, completely agree with Rick's way of going about it. If I was a dad and that was the situation, I knew that he was going to say that.
The thing is, right, when you've got a kid that's going spare, bored for some reason, there's a plethora of things that you can try.
A what?
Plethora.
That's a plethora.
That's a beautiful word.
If you don't try any of them, you are a dog.
Yeah.
If you try some of them and they don't work, you shall remove the child.
Mm-hmm.
Go away.
Yep.
Take them away. It's just not good
just
sport.
Not, just not cricket. Not cricket.
Yes.
Woo! Yahoo!
Oh, my God. Oi, we love sports.
Oi, it's a meme. Fuck those people. Anyway, all right, if you're a parent and your kid starts crying, remove them from the area.
Very good. Please. All right. If you're a parent and you have to work from home, you'll know that it sucks. It is the worst thing that you could ever be forced to do. So this whole COVID crap, there's been instances where I've had to work from home. And now it's been from, okay, we had to do a little bit when there were hard lockdowns in South Australia, but they never lasted long for us. So it wasn't a big thing. Then, when we had a few other lockdowns, my work allowed me to stay in the office where everyone else had to go home. So I was the only one there. It wasn't a big deal, right? This time around, at the start of January, our HR have said, every office member everywhere, go and work from home. Doesn't matter where you are.
Did you love the thought of that?
Doesn't matter the state. No.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter the state regulations. Just go home. Mm-hmm. We're all doing it. We're doing it as one. We're doing it as all. So you pack up your stuff.
You know what Dean did? He sat at the office.
That's right. No, Dean went out and put his computer in Rundle Mall, took his kids with him.
Yeah.
So you take all your stuff home, and I was very obviously pensive about having to do this. I was like, this is going to suck. I'm really not going to enjoy this. Not looking forward to it. And at the start, Rachel was like, it's going to be all right, you know. Stay out of your way. I'll get everything I need from the room in the morning because I've set the desk up in our bedroom. It's the most most out of the way place that I can go, apart from the spare room.
But you could go in your car in the garage. Fine.
I'll die of heat and I'll probably die.
Turn the car on.
Yep, that's even worse.
Yeah, open the garage. Air conditioner.
I'm just going to, you know, dive inhaling.
It costs you $60,000 a week in fuel. Anyway, go on.
Anyway. Kids are always coming in, rent, is actually the worst. He gets up on my lap, like just screams at my side until I pick him up, and then he's just like mashing keyboards, hitting mouse buttons. Oh, it's just crap.
Just doesn't know what
it's the worst thing. Just let me tell you, anyone who's listening to this who has had to work from home at all that has kids, they will understand. But let me tell you, it's the worst thing that you could ever be asked to do.
So your productivity drops massively. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not even that. So it's been the productivity is still there, but you have to work three times as hard to get the result.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And it's just like you're juggling all this other stuff. Kids, putting kids to bed, making lunch, doing stuff. It's just like, no, I just want to disconnect from that to go and do my work. Because it's actually quite important that I do go and do my work, because that's the income.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, 5,000 million subscribers that we've got to this podcast isn't quite paying the bills yet. Yeah. 5,000 million?
No. It's
actually, 5 million, 5,000.
It's actually 5 billion.
But, sorry.
Yeah. No, you're right. No mistake.
Anyway, working from home sucks. Moving on.
Yeah.
All right. You.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys this.
Okay. Right?
Now, this isn't anything to do with COVID.
Is this a moral dilemma?
Nah, it's more like just fucking how disgusting are some traditions.
Okay.
Putting birthday candles on a cake and then asking the person, hey, come over to my house. I'm going to put 20 candles on a cake because I'm turning 20.
Yep.
I'm then going to ask you to share that cake with me after I spit all over it trying to blow out those 20 candles. It's fucking disgusting. Blowing out candles is the most un-COVID thing ever. Like in nowadays, that should be banned. Like that's bad. Very bad.
I think if you have happy birthday sang to you, I don't know how you feel, but I feel as though it's like the one time when everyone's singing to you and you're expected to like have this sort of emotion or reaction.
Like a happiness.
And you're sort of like, you don't know what to do, and you sort of look around at everyone and you go, I would prefer if none of you were here right now. I would really prefer if none of you were here right now, particularly my close family members that I supposedly see like, what, once every fucking 6 months?
I've told this strategy before.
Yeah.
What you need to do, when you've got the 10, 15 family members yeah, around, well, you they're can all singing.
My family if you want.
All you do, right, when they start singing, you start feeling awkward, just look at one and only one and hold eye contact. They'll stop singing and feel just as awkward as you.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a fucking great plan.
That's a great tactic.
And always, always go for the person that instigated the song, because they will never instigate again.
Okay. I love this, and I've got something better.
What?
As the song ends, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Mark, happy birthday to you, hip hip. As soon as someone says hip hip, you stare them dead in the eye, just like you were saying, and you look at them. And you do not look away until this whole shenanigan bullshit is over, and you make them pay the price.
Hey, do you know?
Because I guarantee you, just like you were saying, they will regret it. They will regret it, Dan.
If you think about the length of the song "Happy Birthday," it's not very long. Actually, you can get through it, and I understand it. It is awkward,
Rick. But how do you get through it?
You sit there and you look around the room, and you look at your cake, and you look around the room.
Okay,
right?
Okay, but no, in what order? Do you look at the cake?
Oh, the cake's coming. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, do you look to your left or your right? Do you look to the left or right?
The problem is, Mark, what I'm saying.
Okay.
Happy birthday is actually, as a song, maybe it goes for 30 seconds. You can get through that.
It's 20 seconds, and it's a very painful 20 seconds.
But the problem is, the moment that someone starts singing, I don't know if you ever had this as a kid, instead of going straight to the hip hips, they go, why was he why was he born at all?
That's yeah. That happens after the hip hips.
At that point, you're just like, oh my God, shut the
Dan,
fuck up.
In my mind, it's happy birthday to you, to hip hip hooray, to for he's a jolly good fellow.
Oh my God.
To why was he born so beautiful? That's the order.
Okay.
And if something comes after that,
no wonder you're triggered.
You bring out the Uzi 9mm and you shoot up the fucking whole household.
I got a better idea, and I want someone to try this. I don't care if it's one of our listeners. I don't care if this gets shared and it's to someone else.
Yeah.
Next time someone's having a birthday and they truly don't like the happy birthday song.
Fly kick someone.
Right, as soon as someone goes, happy birthday, they just fucking stand up, walk out, and go home. Like, and just don't come back. Yeah. That would be fucking that's surreal. That's
you brilliant. Don't get cake. Oh, I wouldn't mind the cake.
Nah, I'm done. I've told you not.
I have some cake.
Don't like the song. Don't sing it.
Speaking of, while they're singing it, you grab the knife, you cut yourself a bit of cake, then you
think it's cut yourself up.
Speaking of cutting cake, this goes out to you and you.
Yeah.
When you're cutting the cake, how often have you heard this? Don't touch the bottom. It's bad luck. Have you heard that before?
Or your wish won't come true or something.
Oh, my
like that.
Fucking God.
Make a wish. Don't touch the bottom.
How the fuck are you meant to cut the cake when you can't touch the bottom? You physically can't cut it if you do not touch the bottom. I'm passionate about this.
Yeah, no, because they want you to go 90% and then hand the knife to someone else. That's fucking dumb. Very dumb stuff. And how many fucking birthday wishes of yours have ever come true?
Mate.
None. Ever.
All right.
Losers.
Next time we're cutting the cake and someone says, don't touch the bottom, otherwise your wish won't come true. Do you know what you do? You put down the knife.
Spit in their face.
You fly kick the person that literally said that. And when they're knocked out, you tell everyone in that room, if that person that is now unconscious says that again, we're done.
All right. Well, guess what?
We're done.
We're going to facts.
Facts. Fire away.
Facts.
All right. Are we prepared? I don't think we're prepared.
All right.
You good?
We're always prepared.
Where do you think the most oxygen in the planet comes from? It's obviously trees, but where? Like if you said the one
Amazon.
Epicenter.
Obviously trees.
All right, so your answer is Amazon. Don't answer again. What do you think?
I know the real answer.
Did you say
I fucked
obviously
up.
Obviously trees.
Obviously it's trees.
I was going to say whales.
I've heard it's different.
Holy smokes.
No, I've heard it's different. I heard it's not trees, but maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. With enormous expanses of forest, Russia produces the most oxygen for the planet. I bet you thought it was the Amazon. Yes, you did, Dan.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. It's been cut down to fuck.
It's actually the boreal forest, which is a coniferous forest, not a tropical forest, that produces the most oxygen for Earth. Well, there you fucking go.
Fuck.
So everyone thinks Russia is so bad, but they're actually keeping you alive, you suckers.
I heard something about ocean and the top layer of the ocean. Yep. Anyway, move great on. Story. Can't remember it. But anyway, look it up.
That's a magnificent story that you just told. Hey,
this one time the ocean and the air.
This one time at band camp. guys, I've got a little fact for you. Do you swim freestyle in a 25-meter pool or a 50-meter pool?
50 always.
Olympic. Always 50.
50.
Let's go 50 then, and let's pretend that this pool is a 50-meter pool because that's what you swim. The average person produces enough saliva in their lifetime to fill two swimming pools.
Oh.
Oh, that is a lot of disgusting saliva. Yeah.
Saliva.
All right.
I eat a liver with
this is short and sweet. But polar bears have black, jet black skin under their white fur coats. And it's usually...
This is more racism from Dan.
It's not. It's just a thing.
Oh, it's okay.
So the whitest animal on the earth is actually black. Fuck. All right. We'll see you next week.
See you, boys.
I will see you there or I will see you on another time.
See you girls
That's
as well.
Very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.